It occurred to me several years ago, as a pity that no private account should be preserved of the distinguished men of importance that had marked the progress of Scotland, or at least of Edinburgh, during my day. I had never made a single note with a view to such a record, but about 1821, I began to recollect and inquire. These, then, are the memorials that I, Lord Henry Cockburn, Advocate General, have put to paper. And this is what I wrote at the time concerning the business of Messrs. Burke and Hare. Of course, it should never be forgotten that they were both by birth and inclination Irish.
Burke and Hare, Part 1, by Terry Newman.
Jesus Christ, a terrible thing has happened.
And what would that be, Mr. Hare?
You know the lodger, old Donald, Mr. Burke.
What, that disreputable, dissolute, no-good drinker and fornicator?
The same. He's only gone up and died.
A wonderful fellow. He'll be sorely missed.
He will at that, Mr. Burke. He owed me £4.
Inconsiderate, at best.
Left me with a hole in my pocket and another room to fill in this cursed house.
£4 is no mean sum. You'll not be putting the prices up. £2 a night is threatening as it is.
Taking advantage of my good nature like that, by dying insolvent.
So what are you going to do with the body?
Throw him off the North Bridge.
You can't do that.
You're right. I'll never make it without a cart. He is a weight, especially for a man of his shoe size.
And what size was that?
Far too small. I tried them all. And they'd never fit you neither.
I have it on good authority that the feet are smaller when you first arise in the morning and get larger through the day. There'd be no chance of a pair of boots that may fit me, say, till luncheon.
I would normally bow to your expertise in such matters, given your extensive training in the cobbling art. But believe me, in this case, you would have to forgo the pleasure of having your toes located at the end of your feet in order to wear his boots.
Still,